وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different dimensions of the human being, definitions, descriptions, and perspectives and reflections about this being in the Holy Quran, and we try to take some lessons, some food for thought from the verses and perspectives and viewpoints manifested and represented in the Holy Quran in this regard. In the previous episode, we were talking about the relationship between the intellect and the Hawa, and we said the base desire, and we said in order to understand the correct meaning of intellect, aql, in the verses of the Holy Quran, we need to understand the opposite concepts, and one of the opposite concepts was Hawa. And we said that sometimes some people follow their own desires, base desires. Sometimes some people might follow the base desires of others. And they might have good intentions in that. For example, some followers of religion, the faithful, they think they have a calculation that if they make a compromise, they follow the desire of others, this is something that I don't desire myself, like, for example, being present in the gathering of sin, for example. But if I follow the desire of others, then it's possible that they will have some inclination toward religion and they may change their mind. As we should and must have decent behavior with others, follow this proper social etiquette and everything else that is represented in the akhlaq, the great manners of the Prophet ﷺ, and should not be rude or anything else. At the same time, we are not allowed to make these compromises, to follow the desires of others in order to try to change their opinion. You can, and we should actually, as followers of the religion of Islam, inshallah, we must take example from the behavior of the Prophet ﷺ. He never made any compromise in the matters related to religion, halal and haram, forbidden things, and or for example, or in aqa'id, for example, in the belief system of Islam, for example, the Prophet says, okay, this day we believe, we worship your, for example, deities, and tomorrow you will know. Explicitly in the Holy Quran, it has been rejected. So making compromise is not the correct way to attract people toward the religion. But having nice manners, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, Quran says, based on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have a lenient heart toward them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْغَلْبِ, if you had a stoned heart, if you had one solid, hard heart, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, people would scatter from around you. That is the correct way to, and some people confuse the two. They think being polite means to lose their own individuality, means to lose their own ground. No, you can have your own ground, have your principle, have your own values, and respect your own values, and at the same time, be polite, at the same time, be lenient toward others, show compassion toward others, show sympathy toward others. And this is a mistake that some people have on the other side as well. They think standing on their ground means to fight always, or always being rude in different situations. And I think the example of the Prophet is the best example in this regard, showing us the balanced way in order to invite people towards the right path. We're going to have a break, and we come back after the break to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. So in the first segment, we were talking about the verses of the Holy Quran that warns us against following the desires of others. وَأَنَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ And do not follow their desires. وَحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتَنُوكَ عَن بَعْدَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ Be careful that they do not take you away from some of the revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَن تَوَلَّوْا فَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِدُ اللَّهُ يُنْسِبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ You say what you think, what you know that is right. And then if they tawallaw, if they turned away, know that it is because of some of the sins that they have committed before. أَنَّمَا يُرِدُ اللَّهُ يُنْسِبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ People losing the chance for guidance is because it's not, nothing is happening out of thin air. Nothing is happening without any reason in this world. If people lose their chance of being present with Prophet ﷺ, this is a great chance. Many of us would long for this situation, to be present with the Prophet, to take direct benefit from him. And then many people existed at the time and they were present with the Prophet, but they wouldn't take any benefit, rather they would reject. So why is that? It is because Quran says some of the sins that they committed made them lose their sight, made them lose the ability to receive the correct message from the Prophet. So another case for Hawa is when people deviate other people based on their desire. وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكْرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَقَدْ فَصَّلَ لَكُمْ مَا حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ And then the verse goes, says, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيِضِلُّونَ بِأَهْوَائِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ There are many people who deviate others based on their own desire. The desire for reputation. I have a reputation as a leader of this community. I have a reputation as a scholar. I have a reputation. And then, because of this, I start creating my own version of religion, my own version of things. And fabrication, starts producing fabrication in religion because I like to be famous. I like to be known by everyone. And then this is the base desire. Remember we said this is one of the desires that we share with animals. Also in the animal kingdom, you have that the alpha male tries to dominate everyone else and tries to be the head of the society. Hubbul jah. The desire for fame and power and dominance. So because of this, Quran says, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيُذِلُّونَ Not only the desire make them go astray themselves, the desire make them to take other people with themselves into deviation. That is a very great sin. وَيَحْمِلُونَ And in the other verse of the أَوْزَارَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقَيْمَةِ وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ On the day of judgment, they are going to carry their own burden, the burden of their own sin, and also the burden of those whom they have deviated. Why? Because of the desire of the fame, which is one of the strongest desires in human being. Many people let go of other desires and even kill other desires, sexual desires, everything else in order to be famous, in order to be reputable. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the wrong consequences of these desires. Thank you very much for listening and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي